realizing he was testing Marr's patience, the minister dived right into it.
None of the suspected terrorists were captured,
he said, opening with the bad news.
We believe there may have been as many as 6 involved, but our surveillance cams were only able to capture one of them.
I assume you have authorities looking for this person.
He, or possibly she, was covered head to toe in heavy clothing. Even the face was obscured by a hood and mask.
So we have no leads.
We know the Zios Liberation Front was behind it. They've claimed responsibility.
What about our security protocols? How did they fail so completely?
Actually, my lord, they didn't. The protocols were designed to keep enemy forces from taking control of the ODCC, not to prevent an attempted assassination. Even with all the damage, orbital defense systems were never compromised or in danger of being disrupted.
What of the cipher in your office? Was it compromised?
We recovered the cipher from the wreckage. The blast severely damaged it and triggered the core self-destruct sequence. But at least it's accounted for.
In the minister's mind, this was the best news of all. Had they been unable to find the cipher in the debris and ashes, they would have had to change the cipher codes. Recalling all the capital ships equipped with a black cipher to be reprogrammed and synchronized would have reduced Imperial efficiency by almost a full percent for the quarter, a loss ratio the minister didn't even like to contemplate.
So what is your recommendation going forward?
The overall impact of this terrorist attack on the Imperial war effort is negligible. Resources and personnel amount to a loss ratio of less than a 1/1000th of 1%. I've already requisitioned troops to replace those who died during the attack, and repairs on the damaged section of the ODCC are underway.
So you propose we should simply continue on exactly as before?
I've ordered security for all the Imperial ministers to be increased. Again, the overall impact on the Empire is almost too small to calculate. Even at my highest estimates, I...
Marr held up a hand to cut him off.
Spare me the specifics. There's no need to justify your personal protection detail. The Tsar Council is well aware of the value you and the other ministers contribute to the Empire.
The compliment should have made Davidge feel good. Instead, it only reinforced his recent epiphany that he was not an anonymous bean counter. The implications of the Dark Council understanding his importance to the Empire were even more terrifying than the attempt on his life. The Sith Lords didn't ignore things of value. They fought to control them, or destroy them if they belonged to someone else.
Thank you, my lord. It's good to know I'm appreciated.
I think this attack should signal a shift in our policy.
What sort of change?
When this war began, we were the aggressors. Now we keep giving ground to the Republic.
It's not a matter of choice, my lord. It's a question of resources. The Republic has more ships in their fleet and more soldiers in their army.
Retreat makes us look weak, vulnerable.
Marr continued, as if he hadn't heard Davidge.
It emboldens groups like the ZLF, makes them dare to plot the assassination of top Imperial officials.
This was one incident, my lord, but overall we have not seen a statistically relevant increase in anti-Imperial activities.
You understand numbers, Minister. I understand the minds of our followers and our enemies. This attack heralds a shift in attitude that we cannot ignore. We need to push forward on several fronts, reclaim some of the worlds we have lost to the Republic, attack new worlds that have never before trembled before the might of Imperial power.
Davidge groaned inside. There was no point in arguing with Marr's orders, but the minister knew launching new campaigns of conquest against the Republic would increase the quarter's loss ratio.
I am sending a list of possible targets for analysis. Find where we can reap the most reward for our efforts.
Of course, my lord. You know what is best for the Empire.
I recommend we use Moff Nezer. You don't seem to have him doing anything vital at the moment.
That's because he's an unprofessional, bloodthirsty sociopath with no regard for lives of the enemy or his own soldiers. I will be sure to choose targets from your list that will take best advantage of Moff Nezer's unique talents.
Davidge said aloud, though the idea caused bile to bubble up in his throat.
I know you will. That's why I find you so useful.